5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy skies will continue tonight. Lows will dip down to the mid-20s. And that's your forecast. I'm 1230 KFJB meteorologist Nikki Latola. Right now, it's 30.
And welcome, everyone. It's time for Experience Marshalltown. We have Val Ruff.
Good morning and welcome back, Kyle.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to warm up a bit today.
Amen.
Whew.
It's been...
Whole 40 degrees? Or cool. Is it going to be warmer?
Like 46.
Ooh, heat wave.
Something like that, yeah.
Great. So today on Experience Marshalltown, I have a special guest, Garrett Goodman. And he is going to be talking to us a little bit about his business, the Flying Elbow, which I love that name, and you're going to have to tell us more about that. But I want to welcome you in the studio this morning.
Well, thanks, Val. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I could pin you down, I know you're a busy guy, and you got a lot on your plate right now. So let's talk a little bit, Garrett, about how you got... Maybe we should just, I'll just let you kind of take it away and how you got started in your entrepreneur spirit of how you got Flying Elbow kind of up and running.
Well, it's a long years coming, honestly. I've wanted to own my own restaurant for 10 years probably, but there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, you know, money, planning, a lot of things like that. You got to have a solid idea and a lot of stuff like that. And I worked at over at Fisher in the IT department for 11 years, and you know, great job, great people, great company. Love the flexibility, all that, but it just, you know, something was missing there, and so for years I was, you know, trying to. At one point in time, I left and worked at the Tremont for a while in the kitchen and kind of ran the kitchen over there, and then ended up going back to IT, and you know, it was kind of a few years then when it was like, okay, it's time now. I think it's time, and they were actually offering voluntary severance packages, so it was kind of timing aligned, and took that, and you know, we kind of never looked back. We started, you know, the first thing I bought was the oil building, so
okay.
The plan kind of changed a little bit, you know.
Okay.
We kind of decided, hey, this is kind of a big scope to start for the first thing. So
let's share with the listeners about the Standard Oil Building.
Yeah, the Standard Oil Building is that it's right next to Spawn and Rose down on Madison. It's a two-story brick building, awesome building, you know, all open inside. It's got a nice steel I-beam running through the whole thing. It's two levels, and it's just a really cool old industrial building. And, you know, with the plan there is to have kind of a place where we can have wedding receptions, you know, parties. I want to have live music, you know, and then also do a restaurant, you know, maybe only on the weekends at first, but full scale brunch, lunch, dinner. I feel like we really need a good brunch spot in town. So that was kind of the idea there. You know, and then we start getting into the planning and, you know, things, realizing just how much things were going to cost. And
sure.
And I wouldn't say it's a, you know, it wasn't a deal breaker. It's just kind of, you have to readjust the plan and,
recalculate a little.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know, with the, Kaiser Trailhead going in, you know, down there at the end of the block, I feel like that's going to be a great spot for bikers and people after work to come, you know, hang out if we do decide to, even during the week, you know, do a couple hours.
Sure.
You know, I feel like it'll be a great place to sit on the deck and wind down.
Watch the train go
exactly.
by.
Exactly. It's actually kind of, you know, it's kind of like a moving art show sometimes. It's pretty cool.
It really is.
It really is, yeah.
And so how did the food truck get, where'd the food truck come in?
Well, that, so...
Was that before the Standard
No,
oil?
No. The
okay.
food truck was kind of, it was, you know, it was 6 months within leaving Fisher. I was like, how do I do what I want to do, which is cook, as soon as possible? And so I started looking around for trucks. And basically, you know, it actually took me 4 or 5 months to find a truck just because... There isn't a huge, I mean, there's a new food truck scene here in Iowa. It's in Des Moines mostly.
Sure.
And you know, Cedar Rapids and Cedar Falls area. But it just, a lot of these people aren't selling their trucks yet. I mean, because it's, you know, the past 5 years has been when this scene has kind of been growing and booming. So I couldn't find a truck around the state. I was looking in, you know, Missouri and Kansas and Minnesota and just all around. And then finally, one of my friends actually put me in contact with a guy from Waterloo who was selling his truck. So it worked out great for me, worked out great for him. And that was kind of
the rest
beginning.
Is history.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I guess I should go back a little bit. You know, for years I've wanted to start a wrestling-themed restaurant. It's just always been this fun little idea of mine. At first it was going to be called Jabronis, and it was going to be a pizza place. But we decided, you know, I mean, I decided to kind of switch gears, and hot dogs have always been something that's, it's just good American fun food, you know, and
who doesn't love a good hot
exactly,
dog, right?
Exactly. So, and with, you know, the creative side of food, it was kind of like, you can actually do quite a bit with a, you know, the palate that is the hot dog.
So. Okay, that's great. So hang on. We'll be right back with our second segment. We'll be hearing more from Garrett.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information, or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
Get $300 off a new phone when you switch to U.S. Cellular. Choose from the latest smartphones, including the Samsung Galaxy S9. And keep your old phone. Give it away. Stuff it in your sock drawer, because there's no trade-in required. And U.S. Cellular has no hidden fees. So get $300 off a new phone at U.S. Cellular, no trade-in required, and a stronger signal in the middle of anywhere.
Offer requires purchase of qualified smartphone on 30-month retail installment contract. New total plan and device protection plus starting at $9.99 per month. Available only in select areas. Additional terms apply. See store or uscellular.com for details.
Are you looking to get out of your timeshare with 100% guarantee? I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. We have helped thousands of timeshare owners get out of their timeshare legally and ethically. We have an excellent track record, and we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call us today for a free consultation at 855-551-7066 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com at 855-551-7066 or LoneStarTransfer.com. We will help you today.
Des Moines Party with a Purpose is back. The Principal Charity Classic returns to Wakanda Club June 5th through 10th. Catch PGA Tour champions Bernhard Langer, John Daly, Jesper Parnevik, Corey Pavin, and many more legends of the game. Join the fun and help Iowa kids succeed. Since 2007, the Principal Charity Classic has raised more than $13 million for children's charities. Admission starts at just $20. Kids 15 and under get in free. Get your tickets today at PrincipalCharityClassic.com.
And welcome back, Experience Marshalltown, Val Ruff.
Thanks,
Convention
Kyle.
And Visitors Bureau Director.
Thank you, Kyle. So this morning we have our featured guest is Garrett Goodman, and Garrett is he's the owner, entrepreneur, whatever, of everything, the flying elbow.
Whether it's a lot of hats.
Whether it's the food truck or whether it's the brand new building, and we're going to talk a little bit about your new building. But, you know, when we left the first segment, we were talking about the food truck and kind of how you transitioned into the food truck. And but your menu basically is gourmet hot dogs. With all kinds of these crazy names and all these crazy toppings.
Yeah, pretty much all wrestling themed. So from 80s, 90s wrestlers and, you know, even some current type puns and stuff like that. But so we have like 12, 13 signature hot dogs that we do as a all beef hot dog. You can upgrade it to a quarter pound hot dog. You can get it as a vegan hot dog, and we can actually kind of make, we can make a good portion of our menu vegan or vegetarian, you know, depending on
which Dylan does. Dylan does loves that.
Yes, he sure does. He does. He's one of the top elbow maniacs. But
our Restore Church pastor.
Yep. Yeah, Dylan's a great guy. And then we also offer grilled cheese sandwiches for people who don't like hot dogs.
I did not know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, but it's
can't beat a good old grilled cheese.
I know, yeah. And I mean, a lot of the toppings, you know, translate well to the sandwich as well. So yeah, we've had a lot of people that are not necessarily into a hot dog, you know, for whatever reason. I mean, I don't, you know, yeah. I don't know those, you know, but yeah. we try to have something for
Well, that's good. That's good that you've thought about all the different folks and how people kind of consume food today.
Oh, absolutely. So, Marshalltown's a melting pot of, you know, different, you know, everything, different tastes, you know, everything like that. So
we have a pretty ethnic and diverse culinary scene going on here. So you just fit really well into that. So what do you got planned for your food truck as far as?
So the food truck, I mean, you know, we kind of started, we got going in September last year and we had, you know, a great 3-month run. It was just unbelievable. You know, the Marshalltown really just opened their arms and took us right in. It's really unbelievable, really humbling. It was amazing. It was pretty much what inspired us to take it further so quickly.
Great.
You know,
great.
It was starting to get cold and we're like, wow, this is really awful that we have to stop doing this right now. Like, this is so much fun. And so, you know, and I started on the hunt for what comes next. You know, I mean, it seems soon, but it also seemed like the right time because we had a hot hand and people, you know, people accepted us in.
Yeah,
so
people were started to follow in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wanted to know where you were going to be at.
Yep, all that. So I started looking around in the downtown area and just kind of looking at seeing if any buildings were for sale. And, I made my way down to the corner and I was like, oh, Corner Tap, that hasn't been open for years. So I kind of, you know, it wasn't for sale. No one was advertising it for sale. So I kind of did some research and found out who owned it. And, met with Barry Ewald. He was, the former owner. And we had a great conversation, and we ended up making a deal the same day that we kind of talked about it. And
talk about somebody else that has a great entrepreneurial spirit. Is Emily and Barry Ewald have done some great things.
Social clubs, great out in Haverhill.
And around food, too.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Because we all want to meet around food.
Right, yep. And, you know, It's kind of one of those things, too, is kind of fun talking with Barry because he's been around in the business so long. And my great-grandpa, Milt Nicholson, was a huge entrepreneur here in town. He owned Milt's Coffee Shop. He had a place in the Tremont. He had Captain's Galley out on 18th. You know, it's like 5 or 6 different restaurants throughout the years.
So you're
Barry had kind of been a mentor to Barry back in the day in certain, you know, regard. So it's kind of cool that he can kind of pass the torch on to me. And
so you're a generational foodie.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I must, it skipped and it's back to me, so
you're carrying the torch.
Yeah, that's right.
Good for you.
Steel chair, Val.
There you go. Carrying the steel chair. So talk about your building, because you've been in there. You've been in there working.
We finalized the deal in late November, and we've just been working since, trying to renovate it and, you know, give it a fresh face. And it's been a lot of work, and, you know, it's my first go around with the physical building, so I've definitely learned a lot this winter. But yeah, it's looking great. We got a little fresh coat of paint on a lot of things. Bathrooms are all redone. You know, we had to build a kitchen area, and that's coming along great.
That's just a really neat space.
Oh, it
you know,
really
it hasn't
is.
Really changed through the years a whole lot. And I see kind of, I went on your Facebook and I kind of stalked you a little and seen what you've been up to and looked at your pictures. And
we kept a lot of, the building had some really good things going for it. There's a lot of really nice wood car siding in there, and it actually looks amazing with the work we've done to the ceiling and the booths. And I can't wait for people to see it.
So are you to the point? So let's talk a little bit about what your menu is going to be. Is it going to be your just all hot dogs and grilled
cheese?
Well,
it'll be pretty much, the menu from the food truck.
Okay.
We've done some specials. When we were in the truck, we did a weekly special, and a lot of those will probably make it to the main menu. You know, we're looking at different things. I'd like to, it goes back to having a little bit of something for everyone. You know, we might end up having a couple salads during lunch just for people. You know, you got a group of people, 3 people want a hot dog, the other person doesn't. You know, it's that sort of deal.
Sure.
So, we're looking at, now that I get to work with a, there's a lot of advantages to have the building. I get to work with a food distributor. You know, a lot of my time in life was driving between Hy-Vee, Walmart, Costco, Sam's Club, you know, all the time to restock and reload.
So. Plus you can go to food shows.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, we're, you know, having the physical building is going to have a lot of advantages for us.
So are you willing to share... Are you thinking about, is there a date that people can kind of, I know people are kind of chopping at the bit.
It's still kind of hard to say an actual date, but we are eyeing the end of April for an actual opening.
Okay.
I'm hoping in 2.5 weeks, you know, I think we've uncovered all of the big mysteries at this point. We just recently had a gas thing with Alliant. We had to go, you know, but they got that all done. It's just these last minute things that, you know, you don't know until you get into it.
You don't know what you don't know, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. But no, just keep an eye on the Facebook page, and that's kind of where we're going as far as announcing the date. You know, maybe we will be back soon. So
okay,
there'll be more to come.
All right, more to come. So we're gonna close out our second segment, and we'll be right back with Experience Marshalltown.
Before the Beatles, there was Buddy Holly. Now in its 27th year touring the nation and the globe, Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, comes to the Paramount Theater in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, April 10th at 7:30. And KFJB wants you to experience the music and the story of Buddy Holly. All this week during the morning show. Be caller number 10 when you hear part of one of Buddy's iconic songs. And we'll send you to the show.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information, or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
Whether it's a hot ham and Swiss on a toasted brioche roll or a deliciously messy sloppy Joe on our artisan French roll, foodies of all ages want simple, comforting food that remind them of mom's home cooking. Artisan Hearth was born from that nostalgia and commitment to simplicity. Full of flavor with a rich texture, our rolls are delivered fresh daily to grocers and restaurants throughout the Midwest. Artisan Hearth Premium Rolls, baking our best for you.
There are about a zillion different ways you can make a connection with the kids in your life, like cooking with them, watching a movie with them, playing a board game with them, singing with them, even talking in a British accent with them. See what we mean? When you make a connection with the kids in your life, you help them grow up feeling safe and loved. And that goes a long way to make our community strong and healthy, because connections matter. Learn more at becauseconnectionsmatter.org, brought to you by Prevention of Abuse Violence.
Welcome back. It's Experience Marshalltown with Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So if you're just tuning in to Experience Marshalltown, we've had a great conversation this morning with our featured guest, Garrett Goodman. And Garrett is the entrepreneur who has the flying elbow up and running, whether it's the food truck. He's looking at a new place in downtown, which is the Corner Tap. Old location, and doing a lot of work in there and hoping to be up and running here and letting us taste those gourmet hot dogs. So I do have to talk to you a little bit. I made a note when I was on your Facebook, just seeing what you've been up to. There is a hot dog called the Stinger Splash.
Yeah, that was one of our specials. Yeah.
And I'm like, so that's not something that's on the menu
all
the time.
It probably will be.
So
yeah.
I have to know what is in that.
Oh, it's great. It's got roasted poblano peppers. It's got sour cream, crumpled up nacho Doritos. Put me on the spot.
I'm sorry. I just thought, what on earth is it?
No, it's kind of our spicy.
Okay.
It's got a...
For those that like a little heat.
Yeah,
we have a little heat with our hot dog.
We have one called the Nacho Man that's kind of like a... It's got a lot of like taco fixings and stuff like that. But this is kind of the other side of that that's got a little more heat. And, oh, it's good. It's good. It's got... Yeah, well, people get it with Flaming Hot Cheeto Dust, which is a big deal. Yeah, a lot
flaming
of... Flaming Hot Cheeto Dust. Yep. That's a... it's a big component of our dogs is the chip crumbles and the
yeah.
the Cheeto dust, and it's just fun. I don't know. It's just fun.
Yeah. Like,
so I love the flying elbow, and if you're just tuning in, just remind us a little bit about how and why you picked that name.
Oh, the flying elbow is a great name in my opinion.
I like it. I think it's really fun.
So one of my favorites growing up was the Macho Man Randy Savage, and Macho Man, you know, besides the larger than life personality, and you know, he'd come to the ring and he'd have Miss Elizabeth at his side, you know, and his finishing maneuver, he'd get on the top rope, he'd point to the sky, and then he'd drop the flying elbow. It's one of my favorite moves. It was just one of those things that always stuck with me.
Yeah.
My brother received a ton of them growing up. Hop up on the bed, point to the ceiling, and then,
throw him the flying
next
elbow.
Next thing you know, Mom!
Oh, what a riot. So,
but no, it's, yeah.
That's
it's
great.
Just, it's kind of stuck. I feel like it's catchy. And
it is catchy, and it's fun. And it's fun to see you, Garrett, having all this fun and doing what you're doing and being young and not afraid to go out there and go after it. And
I feel like it's, you really have to enjoy what you do if you're going to be in it for the long haul.
You are a great attest to do what you love doing.
Absolutely.
And you worked. It took a while to get there, but you've stayed stayed
and
with
it's,
it.
And it's scary. It's a scary experience. Yeah. But, you know, I don't feel, you know, with good things, you have to kind of go through that part of it.
But, and now you can mentor others that are thinking, hey, I'm thinking about doing this.
Oh,
and you can kind of mentor them.
Absolutely.
So good for you.
Yeah, and that's,
good for you.
That's
for
a bit,
doing
that. I mean, I guess, you know, that's a big thing in my eyes is we need, you know, community building, stuff like that. It's why I'm involved with Oktoberfest. It's why I'm involved with the Marshalltown Arts Festival. It's, you know, why I am excited to bring these new concepts to Marshalltown is because I've grown up here. I've been here. I know we, you know, I think it's a great town, and I think that we have room for a lot of growth in these sort of things. So, yeah, it's exciting, you know, and it's exciting to see other people doing it. You know, friends of mine, you know, Brian Furno bought Sub City, and Aaron and Shell Busby are doing great things. And it's kind of great to see some of these, you know, people coming up and doing these things.
Well, so they've graduated, they went away and they've come back, and it's great to see everybody coming back. So so I wanted to ask you really quick, do you have any employees or just you? Are you solo?
No, it's so in the truck it was me and my uncle and my fiance Danny, when she wasn't teaching school, and my mom's helping out, but we'll have a staff of about 10 or 11 people in the new place. Yeah, it'll only be 3-4 people working a shift, but we'll definitely hire people, you know, as we kind of see our needs and stuff like that. So,
how do we find out more? We just about
keep
the flying
checking out
elbow.
The Facebook. Okay. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter,
all the social medias.
We're working on a website. I think word of mouth's a big deal for us right now. Check us out on, you know, a couple weeks here on Kyle's show. And then we're going to be, doing some other interview type stuff.
Good.
So we'll try to be available.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you. Good luck to you. Don't be throwing any flying elbows on anybody.
I appreciate it. No, we save it all for the hype.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. So I want to take the last few minutes and give you a quick update on what's going on this this week, or the rest of this week, I should say. So on we start with Friday. And Friday we have the Assistance League Spring Thrift Sale that will be held at the Salvation Army Citadel. That takes place on Friday from 9:30 to 6, and then also again on Saturday from 9 to 11. And then we have a gun show that's taking place at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds, and that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We move into Saturday. The Home and Garden Show is taking place. The Times Republican is the main sponsor for that Home and Garden Show, and that's at the Marshalltown Mall. And that takes place Saturday from 10 to 3. It sounds like they got a lot of stuff for kiddos to do. So if it's cold on Saturday and you need to get out of the house and you want to let your kids run and meet some hometown heroes, or what do they call them? Superheroes. Come on out on Sunday or Saturday for that. And then Saturday night is Night of the Stars. It's the fundraiser for Iowa River Hospice and the American Cancer Society. trivia night also on Saturday night for the Marshalltown Community College. Has a Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society chapter that's doing a fundraiser. That's a trivia night that actually is going to take place at the American Legion Post. And then Saturday night, live at the Iowa River Brewery, they have a multi-award-winning singer-songwriter, Jeffrey Messerall. And so he'll be singing there from 8 to 11. So if you just want to sit back and kind of relax Saturday night with some live music, you can do that at the Iowa River Brewery. And then last but not least, the Marshalltown High School Spring Play is Friday and Saturday at the high school auditorium. And that concludes. If you need any information on what's going on, the community calendar, www.marshalltown.org/events.
It's Mega Meat Madness of massive magnitude today at your Marshalltown Hy-Vee. When you purchase $25 from the meat, seafood, or deli departments, you'll earn a 15-cent fuel saver. Buy $50 in meat, seafood, and deli items and earn a 30-cent fuel saver. The savings continues. Stock up on meat for the month. Save on seafood.